practice love. Sitting alone in your room, be loving. Radiate love. Fill the whole room with your love energy. Feel yourself vibrating with a new frequency, swaying as if you are in the ocean of love. Create vibrations of love energy all around you. Immediately, you'll start feeling that something is happening. Something in your aura is changing. Something around your body is transforming. A warmth is arising all around you. And this warmth is like a deep orgasm. You are becoming more alive. And something like sleep is disappearing. And something like awareness is arising. Sway into this ocean of love. Dance, sing, and let your whole room be filled with love. When the mind is silent, then reality comes of its own accord. When you're thinking and thinking and thinking, then the world has got you, and you become worldly again. So self-inquiry causes the mind to be quiet. The mind wants existence. It wants strength. It wants power. It makes you believe that you are a body. And so ask yourself, to whom comes the mind? Where does the mind come from? Who gave it birth? How did it originate? And what is its source? And then be very quiet and keep still. And you'll begin to laugh because you'll actually feel, even for a moment, that there is no mind. You will actually feel no mind. In the beginning, it may last for a moment or two, but as you practice every day, those moments of no mind will become greater and longer and deeper. The Four Principles. I feel and understand that everything is a projection, a manifestation of my mind. Whose mind? My mind. Who's my? Mine. My. I am my. Who am I? Who am I who has this problem? And as you ask yourself this question, you'll begin to feel better and lighter, and the problem becomes less important, and soon it will vanish. And so you understand and feel that everything is an emanation of your mind, or it wouldn't exist at all. Everything is a projection of your mind. If you say the self is real, you don't really mean it. If you meant it, you wouldn't have to say it. But you can say it when you're truly yourself, because it makes you feel better. It helps you live. It's better than saying that my world is real, or my problem is real. It's better to say the self is real than to say that the self does not exist. When you say the self is real, it becomes personal. When there's silence, it becomes omnipresent. So silence is always the best policy. And it's in the silence that your problems just dissolve. Try it. It really works. When you keep still after saying all these things, your problems will disappear all by themselves. And don't think I'm getting rid of my problems, because that just enhances the problem. In reality, there are no problems. To the extent that you can realize that your mind has created these problems, and in reality, you are mindless, to that extent, your problems begin to dissolve. So do this when you wake up, when you open your eyes in the morning. Take one at a time, even if you do not get to the second principle that morning. Just go through the four principles. It's better than worrying about your problems. And so the second principle. I perceive, I feel, and I understand that I was never born, that I am unborn. I do not prevail, and all my existence does not exist, and so I will never disappear. There's something within me that perceives. There's something within me that knows. I was never born. I do not prevail, and I will never disappear. I am that one that knows. I was never born. I am unborn. And just realize that you do not exist. Nothing gave you birth, because the whole origin is false. That's why they call it false imagination. The whole origin of birth is false. It's a dream. It doesn't exist. Therefore, I do not exist the way I appeared to be. And so go back to the first premise. Who am I? You're always going back to self-inquiry. Who am I that exists? If I am not the body, am I my thoughts? I can't be my thoughts because they keep on changing. And so, who am I? And so you keep silent, and you know it's working when you start getting a quiet, loving feeling. You start to feel peace that you have not felt before, and you start to feel that all is well. When the mind is silent, then reality comes of its own accord. And when you're thinking and thinking and thinking, then the world has got you, and you become worldly again. And so self-inquiry is necessary, as it causes the mind to be quiet. The mind wants existence. It wants strength. It wants power. It makes you believe that you're a body. And so ask yourself, to whom comes the mind? Where does the mind come from? Who gave it birth? How did it originate? What is its source? and then keep quiet. Keep still. And you'll begin to laugh, because you'll actually feel, for even a moment, that there is no mind. You will feel no mind. And it may last for just a moment or two in the beginning, but as you practice every day, those moments of no mind will become greater and longer and deeper. And then you'll go on and say, I will never disappear. Because you realize, who disappears? That which never existed disappears. I am no mind, so how can I disappear? And this becomes very meaningful for you. For as you do it every day, you become stronger and stronger in mindfulness. And then something happens that's so beautiful that I can't describe it. You feel such love, such joy, such freedom, such a deep harmony and bliss. And so the third principle is you begin with, I feel. I feel that something understands the egolessness of all things. That all things have the same source of nothing. But you have to work with them until you get there. So I feel and understand the egolessness of all things. And you say all things, not just some things, but all things, from the smallest atom to the greatest galaxy. Nothing has an ego. If it has an ego, it has no source, because to have an ego, there has to be a source. And just by realizing this great truth, you become free immediately. And this blows your mind. It's like a Zen koan. All of a sudden, something snaps in your mind, and your mind is gone, because it has no source, since there is no ego. It never existed, and you feel so good. And anything you attach yourself to pulls you back to the earth, whether it's good or bad. If you hate something, it's the same as if you love something. It pulls you back into the earth, so you've got to let it go. If you read the lesson on non-attachment, it explains it all. It's not being indifferent. It's just that you're letting go because you know. I am my brother, and my brother is in me. I am everything. So you're not into attachment, or aversion, or anything. And so the fourth principle is I perceive and understand what self-realization is. I know something within me understands and feels what self-realization is, and then you keep very still. And then the thought will come to you that the only way to find out is through negation. So you say to yourself, it's not the sun, because the sun is a projection of my mind. And it's not the moon. It's not my husband or wife. It's not my body, my organs. It's not peace, not war. And everything that you can name, it is not. And so when you get tired of naming things, then you become silent. And that's what it is. Everything is silence. All of these four principles end in silence. So they're all the same. belong to whatever you believe. It's all in your mind. If you want to believe you've got to fight, then go fight. If you've absolutely got to take care of yourself, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? Then you've got to. You've got to do what you've got to do. But I'm speaking of the highest teaching here, where everything is taken care of. Just look at Ramana. When he was a boy, he would have been dead if it were not for this mysterious power that took care of him. He just went into the jungle, into a cave, and sat there. He didn't know where his food was going to come from. He didn't even think about it, or who was going to take care of him. It didn't enter his mind. He just sat motionless for days, until a woman came up the hill and started to feed him. When you realize that you are not the doer, your body will do whatever it came to this earth to do. Your body follows karma, and your body will do whatever you're supposed to do. But it's not you, and that can only be experienced. And so don't say that I am not the doer. If you have to say that, then you are. Just realize you are the universe. You're playing all the parts. That's why you have to inquire, for whom are these levels and these parts? When you know you're not the doer, you won't say anything. Remember, you can never become God, because God is you. You don't become anything, because you don't exist as it appears. So, reviewing the four principles. Number one, I understand and I feel and perceive that everything is an emanation, a manifestation of my mind. Number two, I feel and understand deeply that I am unborn, I do not prevail, and I do not disappear. Number three, I feel and understand the egolessness of everything, of all creation. And number four, I have a deep understanding of what self-realization is by knowing what it's not. The only way to solve all illusionary problems. There is only one way in which to remove all so-called problems. There is only one way to eliminate everything, and that way is to realize that I am not the doer. Pure awareness is our real nature. Loving kindness is yourself. These other things that seem to be attached to you, they really do not exist. When you turn on the lights, the darkness disappears forever. Silence is another name for God. Quietness is a name for consciousness, peace. Everything is found in silence, and not too much in words. And so you're here to understand the divine dream of life. What you do to anybody else, you are doing to yourself. If you hurt somebody, you're hurting yourself. What your body does is karmic. And there's a great compassion, a deeper wisdom, a deeper knowledge. And so hold on, you will awaken very soon. Turn within, and you will become liberated, because it is all a dream. Simply remember that you are dreaming the dream. Everything is going on in the dream. In your dream, there's the sky, the stars, the moon, the people, the earth, everything in it. And this dream seems to be external from you. But if you investigate, you see the dream is all taking place in your mind. While you're dreaming, you still exist as the dreamer. And in the dream, somebody comes to tell you, look, there's going to be this recession, and it's going to be a failure in the banks, and you've got money tied up, blah, 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 everything's going down, what should I do? And so you realize that this is all a dream. And you can give all your worldly goods to the poor and just follow the source of who you are. This is all a dream, can't you see? So don't take it too seriously. Don't take anything seriously. There is no teacher, no teaching. There's nobody to trust, and there's nobody not to trust. So turn within, and you will become free, because it is all a dream. You see that the part of you that exists is permanent, the I am, the self. It is consciousness. Everything else is illusory that comes and goes. This is always changing and changing, and yet you are the real, and what you appear to be is the false. So identify with the real, not with the false. Don't accept anything that you see as reality. The only freedom you've got is to turn within and not react to any condition, and then you will be free. You will be safe. For just like in the dream, one day you will awaken from this dream, for this is also a dream, and you will be free. You are absolute reality, ultimate oneness. You are consciousness, emptiness, Satchitananda. That is your true nature. So why not abide in it and be free? Why think about other things? Even while I'm talking to you, you may be thinking of other things and you can't help it. It's the force of habit. And so empty your mind. Become still. Make a habit of it, and then everything will happen on its own accord. And you'll see really that there's nothing you have to do. Just be still, be silent, and know that you are God. You are the Self, the Omnipresence. And this means that everyone and everything, both sentient and insentient beings, are God, consciousness. Accept this, and you are free. Be free. Why do you concern yourself with the body, or the mind, or the world? Why bother yourself with trying to solve problems? Your body is going to do what it came here to do. Allow your mind to say and think the way that it will. Just don't identify with it. Allow your body to do what it must, but do not react to it. Everything will happen of its own accord, When you allow your mind to think of its own accord, the thoughts begin to dissipate, and soon you'll have an empty mind. An empty mind is consciousness, realization. That's all you have to do, is have an empty mind. But as long as you believe, I am the doer, you try and force yourself to have an empty mind. And you never will, because the forcing makes the mind stronger. So rather, just observe your thoughts. Watch your mind thinking, and leave it alone. Do not identify with your thoughts, with the body. For in reality, there is no body, and there is no thoughts. There is only the self, and you are that. All is well, and everything is unfolding as it should. There are no mistakes. None have ever been made. None are being made, and none will ever be made. It's all perception. It's how you perceive things. For instance, when you look at me, what do you see? If I ask you, I might get 7, 8, 9 different answers. But the truth is you are seeing yourself. I am simply a mirror for your own reflection. I am a self-contained mirror. So all this is taking place as an image on myself. All of life's experiences are images on the screen of eternity. The screen is for real. The images change. Consciousness is the screen. And when you identify with consciousness, you become consciousness. When you identify with the images, you enhance the image. You worry and fret and fear, and you have all sorts of experiences. As soon as you begin to identify with reality, with consciousness, then all fear leaves you. All doubt leaves you. All false thinking leaves you, and you become free. And that's the only choice you get. Everything else has been preordained. So the free choice is, what am I going to identify with? The image or the screen? If you identify with consciousness, you're no longer reacting to conditions, because you understand that all things are for a short time only, and then they disappear. Consequently, nothing will irritate you again. Nothing will upset you or bother you. For you will know it is only an image, and it will soon disappear. And so hold on to the truth. Realize the truth. That they are not the body, you are not the body, and this is all a dream that appears to be real. But don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anyone they're suffering. You help them by having compassion, remaining silent, and realizing the truth. As you become self-realized, you'll have more and more compassion. But don't shout it from the rooftop saying, I'm compassionate, I'm a loving person. Just keep quiet. And know that there is only one self. And feel that whatever you have feelings towards anyone else, you're feeling this towards yourself. And so it becomes automatic. What you do to anyone else, you're doing to yourself. If you help someone else, you're helping yourself. If you hurt somebody, you're hurting yourself. What your body does is karmic. It has nothing to do with you. When you realize, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the doer, then you are safe. But as long as you think you're doing something kind for somebody, then you want a reward. You want recognition. But when you know that there's only one self, you're automatically kind to everybody. And virtue has its own reward. So being kind, compassionate, even though you may not become self-realized in this life, you'll be born to better parents, spiritual parents. Then you'll be a step ahead of the game of life the next time around, if there is such a thing. And so voluntarily turn within and ask yourself, to whom comes this experience? And you will find out that the ego never existed. It is non-existent. The sky appears blue, but upon investigation you'll find there is no sky and no blue. Upon investigation you'll know I am not the body, I am not the ego, I am not the mind, and you will just disappear. And you appear to become self-realized, but there is no one to become self-realized. And so self-realization doesn't actually exist. It's just words. And so it's about erasing the idea of I am self-realized. There's only silence. It's beyond explanation. It's beyond mystery. The finite can never comprehend the infinite. There are simply no words to explain it. Just know that all is well. Consciousness is bliss, love, not as we know it, but a million times stronger than what we think it is. And this is your real nature. So just be the self. Ask yourself, why do I keep identifying with the body, with the mind? It begins in the morning when you wake up. As soon as you open your eyes, have the realization, I slept, I dreamt, and now I'm awake. And who is this I that slept? Who is the I that dreamt? Who is this my? And then you begin to search. What is the source of I? And where did it come from? Just ask. Because if you answer, it's from the viewpoint of the ego. Therefore, you never have to answer the question. Simply abide in the I and follow the I to its source. All of your problems are attached to the I. And when the I disappears in the source, so do all your problems. They all go with it. And so will your question. They will all disappear. And when you're feeling great emotion, the safest path is to simply ask yourself, to whom do these emotions come to? Who is experiencing all of this? Who wants to go through all these things? Ask yourself. Question yourself. Who wants to do these things? And you'll find out it is only for your ego, not for you. There's nothing to choose, because when you become that way, you're abiding in the I. And when you abide in the I, there's nothing to choose. If you abide in the I, the right thing will happen. Right action will take place by itself, just by abiding in the I, and it's all good. So live spontaneously. This is what it means to be yourself, to live spontaneously. Most of us live from the past, and then we worry about what we're going to do in the future. But if you learn to forget the past and the future, then you're safe. When you live spontaneously, you have no time to think. And that is when you become the witness. Living spontaneously in a meditation.